Hello, Santa Barbara, and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show. I am Bruce Allen, and this is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Should you want to call in, please do so. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll-free 866-564-1290. Email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's bruceandsallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And please join my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have crossed 2,200 fans or members or likes, whatever you want to call it, and the community is really incredible. People, moms and dads from all over the world, and I hope you'll join. It's been fun to do it, and we have some great discussions going on. Well, as everybody, I hope, knows, if not, I will be giving you a needed reminder. Father's Day is this Sunday, June 20th, and this is our special Father's Day tribute show. So to start things off, I think we're going to share a wonderful song that I'd never heard of. But thanks to my producer, Richard Dugan, who is going to tell you where he heard this song, we are going to play you this song, and it's a live rendition by none other than Groucho Marx. And Richard, why don't you give a little better intro than I've done?
Well, basically, I heard this song on the 25th anniversary double album from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And there Groucho Marx was appearing and was going to share this wonderful little Father's Day song.
Now, there aren't that many Father's Day songs. I don't think so.
I Googled YouTube, and I didn't find too many.
Yeah, it's funny. But when Richard told me about it, I said, well, you know, where is it? What is it? And he said, well, I don't know exactly where to find it, but I'll sing it for you. Unfortunately, he did. But fortunately, I was able to find the song. And we're going to open up our Father's Day show with Groucho Marx, and it is just perfect. And I thank you very much, Richard, for finding it for us. Let's go.
Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know, it is just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us. That's good enough for us.
Well, if you're not smiling and laughing, then you need someone to tickle you. Thank you again, Richard. I love that song. It probably will be a regular on our Father's Day shows in the future. Speaking of music, I hope you all realize by now that have been listening to the show regularly that we try to offer a variety of music each week. And today I think I've come up with almost all fathers-related songs, and they will be fun, and they will be identified next week. We are also going to start instituting a giveaway. Our regular guest, Wayne Levine, has written a fabulous book called Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. And if you can identify all the songs, the 8 songs, not counting our Walk Like a Man theme song, you will get a free copy of Wayne's book. So we will take calls each week, excuse me, in this portion of the show, segment one, if you can identify all the songs. And at the end of this segment, I will, in fact, tell you all the songs. So pay attention this week, because next week will be the giveaway. Last week's music was Billy J. Kramer from the 60s doing Little Children. I always have an Elvis song because I am an Elvis fanatic. And it was the wonderful live version of an American trilogy. We had the inimitable, and I can't say that word, but you can try, Wayne Newton doing Dankeschön. And I wonder if you know what Beatles song was paired with Dankeschön in that phenomenal movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Anybody know? Well, you can call in, and if you know, I'll identify it. First, he did, it was, what was the actor's name? It was a guy married to Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick. He was the one standing on the float, lip-syncing Dankeschön, which was phenomenal, and then it segued into that great Beatles song. Well, that'll be question of the day. We also had last week the TV theme, and I chose it specifically from The Rifleman because that was a rare show for its day. It was about a single father raising a boy. And if you think about it, in the 50s or 60s, it was probably more the 60s that show was on, that was not something that was common. Most families were portrayed as traditional nuclear families. So The Rifleman with Chuck Connors was quite an anomaly, and I think it influenced a lot of boys, including me. Though I didn't realize at the time the theme of single parenthood or single fatherhood was so unique to that show. We had Ray Charles' wonderful song, You Don't Know Me. We had the Grammy-winning or Grammy Award. It's not actually a Grammy-winning song. It's a Grammy song on the top songs of all time, which was Oh Happy Day, the gospel song. My second favorite vocalist after Elvis, of course, is Frank Sinatra. We had That's Life, which I think could also be a theme song for me because I say that all the time, especially to my boys. When we're dealing with something we don't want to deal with, I either say That's Life or Life's Not Fair, get used to it. And finally, we had the Three Stooges singing the Alphabet Song. And I've tried to sing along with that song, and it is really difficult. Those guys were incredibly creative, and I hope you appreciate it. As you probably know by now, my show covers a wide range of topics, much as my weekly column does, which appears first in the Santa Barbara News Press each Tuesday and in newspapers and websites around the world. I will start with a couple tributes to get going for today. And then I'm going to read you a little bit of excerpts from my Father's Day column that was published Tuesday and is on the web. Here is a poem sent in by a listener or reader. I have solicited it from all over the world, and we have gotten quite a few, which I will share throughout the show. Title of this poem is, I Hope You Are Fishing Now. A poem for the father I miss. A lazy day of fishing on an old broken-down Maui pier. Jumping over concrete holes above the sea, I did fear. But you bailed my line with worms I wouldn't touch. Then threw in chum, I thought friend, pal, amigo, or such. You tossed out my line and reeled in my fish. Even cleaned and filleted it, then cooked the dinner dish. You were a fun dad, although alcohol consumed you. Still miss the encouraging laughter and jokes as I grew. I hope you're fishing now in all of God's glory, considering us while you talk up a good story. And that's from Sherry Majors, M.S. From my own column, I want to read you a little bit about my father. My dad was a great man. He died 4 years ago. He had just turned 90. And Father's Day, consequently, is a melancholy day for me. But I will read you just a few statements that I would say described the man I knew and the man he was. My father never graduated from high school, but was maybe the wisest man I ever knew. He met my mother at a lake in Michigan when he was 17 and she was 14 and loved her at first sight. They were married 66 years and he adored everything about her all the time, all their lives. David Salen was tough. He didn't take Novocaine at the dentist's office because he didn't like being numb for the hour or two afterward. He worked 60 plus hour weeks just to make a basic living, working with his hands, and coming home often with bleeding sores that my mother would hastily and lovingly bandage before he took his regular before-dinner nap. My mother and father had lunch together every day. My mother and father did not spend a single evening apart in their 66 years together unless one of them was in the hospital, which happened over a dozen times in their latter years. My father did not complain. I think you got the picture of a quiet, strong, and simple man, the man that he was. We are near our first break. I can't believe it. Richard is bugging me with those signs and telling me it's time. If you want to call in and do a live tribute to your father, please do at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.